Catching Midday on 6PR. This is Gareth Parker.
12 minutes to 11. Now, what about cooking chef quality food with fresh WA produce in your own kitchen? That is what is being promised, a new at-home series that is being brought to you by a number of people, including the WA Good Food Guide. Director of the Good Food Guide is Georgia Moore. Hello, Georgia.
Good morning, Gareth. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. This sounds exciting and mouth-watering, potentially, if you get it right.
Absolutely.
Explain.
Yeah, sure. So, look, we're all pretty immersed in the industry, been speaking to chefs, restaurateurs, and, of course, lovers of food who are desperately missing dining out at their favourite restaurants. So the guys at Finn Seafood, who are a formidable duo, work out of Hamilton Hill, come up with a wonderful concept called At Home. And the concept will see a different chef every week, a leading West Australian chef, cook with a box of produce, all West Australian produce, and I can talk you through what that includes in a minute. So we'll be releasing a video every Monday of each chef basically coming up with three recipes in their own home. Now, the most exciting bit is that people can then order this box, and the box then gets delivered to them later that week, and people can recreate the restaurant experience in their own home. So we're essentially bringing restaurants, top WA restaurants, into the home of West Australians.
It sounds terrific. So you know, what's in the box?
Yeah, so it differs every week. So really the focus, what's really exciting about the market at the moment, and there's always, you know, silver lining. Obviously, everyone's going through an incredibly difficult time, especially the hospitality industry, who's been hit very hard. But what's really interesting is that there's a huge focus on provenance. So people are slowing down and they're really considering where their food is coming from. And, of course, the best thing we can be doing for the state economy at the moment is spending our money within the state. So we've got a huge focus on producers, so growers, farmers, suppliers. I'm sure everyone's seen some really fantastic, you know, at-home delivery food boxes. So Finn's have partnered with some fantastic West Australian producers. So Hamlet Pork, we've got the wonderful Berkshire Pigs, Warren Grange Produce, Mott and I Lamb, who I cooked a leg at home myself yesterday, phenomenal, melt-in-your-mouth stuff. They're doing huge things internationally, really making inroads with, you know, chefs in your top 50 restaurants around the world are using their lamb. Wage and Duck and Game, another incredible producer, and beef from Runnymede Farm. And then, of course, Finn Seafood. You know, they've got Shark Bay clams, Albany sardines, Abrolhos Island scallops. So, yeah, it's going to be an exciting box.
Right. So you get all this beautiful WA food in the box, and then there's the video of the chef teaching you how to prepare it. Do you need to have a certain base level of skill to get involved in this?
You've got to be able to hold a knife. That will be a good start.
That's with the handle, right? Not the blade.
Absolutely, yes. Okay. So, no, there'll be a recipe card within the box. And what's super cool about this concept is that the chefs are actually preparing their own playlists that reflect their personality. So there's a playlist that you can download to listen to while you're cooking, as well as a playlist that you can listen to while you're dining. So it's really bringing the restaurant, its essence, its personality, the chef's vibe into your home for the night. And I think, you know, everyone's looking for something different to do at the moment. It's a very sticky environment on social media. People are, you know, on social media a lot. And I think getting a lot of gratification out of sharing. And for us as a West Australian Good Food Guide, we're delighted because it just means that more people are being exposed to WA produce. And we hope that, you know, when CB19 turns the corner, people will continue and be in the habit of using exclusively WA produce.
Yeah. So who are some of the chefs involved?
Yeah, sure. So we've got our West Australian Good Food Guide Chef of the Year for last year, Melissa Palinkas. She's from Young George and East Fremantle. Our Young Chef of the Year from last year, incredible talent, Adam Rees. He's from Madalena's. We've got Seth James from Will's Domain down in Margaret River, and Frankie Dawson from Bivouac in Northbridge. And that's just the first four of a series of at least 10 that we'll be releasing.
These are serious heavy hitters.
Yeah. Well, this is just the beginning. We've got some big names to come as well as some, guests. So, yeah, definitely look out for the lineup that we'll be announcing next week for the coming month after.
I mean, I'm reasonably proficient in the kitchen, but surely you're not telling me I'm going to be able to churn out a Will's Domain standard meal with this, are you, Georgia?
We'd like to give you the challenge, Gareth, if you're up for it.
Well,
we want content, though, so I expect you to send me photos.
All right, okay, no worries. It sounds good. So, look, if people – I think this is brilliant. And, you know, we've seen how people, for example, my wife's doing yoga classes on Zoom on a Wednesday night. from our living room, which the Labrador takes a very keen interest in. We've seen
downward
other
dog from the Labrador. Love it.
We've seen other hospitality businesses sort of reinvent themselves and transform into delivery services. But everyone's getting creative, aren't they? I mean, and no one's pretending that this is going to replace all the business that's lost. It's not going to do that. But I think that the burst of creativity is actually quite inspiring to see.
Yeah, look, it is. And I think it's been really difficult. I mean, we're in touch with restaurateurs all the time, both Finns from a supplier perspective and as a business, WA Good Food Guide. I mean, we haven't got a guide this year because there's no restaurants to review.
Yeah.
So everyone's had to mobilise very quickly and remodel. And moving to a takeaway model hasn't been for everyone. It hasn't, from a feasibility perspective, it's stacked up for some venues and not others. So what we're doing is we want to support the ones that are doing a takeaway model, but we really want to focus on the WA produce that they're using. And for those that aren't in a position to keep trading during this period, you know, a lot of those restaurants have been offered, you know, a rent freeze, which stops them from doing that. And that, you know, we're equally very supportive of those that have made that decision and have that fantastic relationship with their landlords and they've been able to negotiate that period as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's clearly going to be a very tough time for the entire industry, but at least here is a way. If you're looking to support your favourite restaurants and support, you know, the industry generally, particularly the not necessarily just fine dining, but certainly the fun end of the industry, if you like, this is a good way to do it, Georgia. If people do want to sign up and get more info and get involved and grab a box or two, where should they go?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I would recommend as a start they follow the Finn Seafood Instagram. It's one of the most hilarious Instagrams. It's just great entertainment. These guys are just absolute champions of the industry and it's highly amusing. So all the details and links will be on their Instagram, which is at Finn Seafood. We'll also be streaming the videos on the WA Good Food Guide Instagram, which is at wagoodfoodguide.com. And then you'll be able to order the box. We're taking pre-orders from today, but you may wish to watch the videos on Monday and choose from there whether it's something you might like to cook. And that's just at Fresho, which is just fresh with an O, .com.au.
Fresho.com.au. Georgia, good luck with it. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for your time, Gareth. Have a good day. Bye.
Georgia Moore from The Good Food Guide. Sounds fun. If you're looking for a kitchen challenge, terrific restaurants involved, the head chefs at some of those brilliant restaurants, Will's Domain, Bivouac and the others. Check it out.